In Christ Jesus, dear brothers and sisters in the Lord. This particular passage of God's Word is an extremely familiar one to all of us. It points to something that occurred between the resurrection of our Lord and his ascension. You recall the Lord had said to his disciples that they should go up into Galilee, and there he would meet them. And evidently, in response to this, the disciples had now gone up into Galilee. In line with their previous occupation, they decided also to go fishing. They fished all night, as was their customary pattern. As the morning hours began to press and light began to again arise, they found themselves not catching too much. A figure stands along the shore and calls to them in somewhat of a similar manner to experience previously had, "Have you caught anything?" They reply, "No." The figure calls back, "Throw your net on the opposite side of the boat." They did. Immediately, they encompassed a large multitude of fish. And John now turns to Peter and quickly says, "It is the Lord." Peter splashes into the water and begins to swim his way across. The other disciples, with an unbroken net, bring in 153 fish, counted by the disciples a little later. Now the fire being on the shore and the fish being cooked and the breakfast being ready, the exchange takes place between Simon Peter and the Lord. And as one looks at it, we see quite clearly how it can apply to this situation. It offers to us hallmarks for an effective ministry. I believe one of the first hallmarks that one sees in this particular incident is the hallmark that is needed of a knowledge of one's sinfulness and God's salvation. I can't imagine that Peter could not immediately sense with increasing vigor the decreasing intensity of the Lord's statement, "Do you love me?" Undoubtedly, it must have brought to his mind how with increasing intensity he had denied him three times. And now here Peter, the rock, stands there in all of the sinfulness that comes to mind. But Peter is very much aware of the fact that he is more than a sinner, but that he is a forgiven sinner in Jesus Christ. And knowing this, he is empowered for an effective ministry. So it is also with you, my new co-workers in Christ. Irregardless of what you are doing in your new position, you will not be able to be effective if you constantly are not aware of the fact of your sinfulness before God and of God's forgiving love in Christ toward you. It must be a guiding directive that constantly guides you during the day and gives meaning to everything that you do in ministry to others. The second hallmark that one sees here for an effective ministry, I believe, is an awareness of the object of ministry, the people of God. It's interesting that the Lord says, "Feed my lambs, feed my sheep, feed my lambs." It's his possession, but nevertheless, the object of the ministry is always the lambs and the sheep which the Master has won and that he came and died for. As parish pastors who are coming into the positions that you have been called to directly from the parish ministry, you know very clearly how important it is that a pastor has constantly an awareness of the object of his ministry, the lambs and sheep of Jesus Christ. And all at once now you find yourself in administrative positions, you find yourself planning programs. A program for program's sake and administration for administration's sake is absolutely meaningless. The program you plan and the administration you do, if it does not constantly have before it the objective and the object of the lambs and sheep of Jesus Christ, will not be useful or a blessing either to you or to the Lord. But there's still a third hallmark, and that is the hallmark of being called, feeling called to a task. You know, it's hard for me to believe that Simon Peter did not at times wish he was back fishing. I can imagine that there must have been those moments in the years that followed when Simon Peter would have said, "Boy, I'd have loved to be back up in Galilee pulling in the fish rather than out here fishing men." But there was something that made Simon Peter's ministry meaningful and effective as a third hallmark, and that is that he was aware of the fact that he had been called to his task by God. As co-workers in the mission staff, you have gone through a very tedious task of evaluating a solemn appointment extended to you by the board. You've weighed in your own minds how you were serving the Lord before and how you could serve the Lord now. And you came to a conviction, an inner spirit-given conviction, that now God wants you to serve him in this capacity. The days ahead when you also might wonder whether it would be nice being back out in the boat fishing someplace else, think back to that decision. Think back to the hours of prayer when you said, "Lord, show me the way I should go and what I should do." And then with the knowledge of that conviction that had been worked in your heart by the Lord, proceed with your task. It's another hallmark for effective ministry. And so in this simple little exchange that one sees here between Peter and the Lord, I believe we see three hallmarks for effective ministry. One, a constant knowledge of one's sinfulness before God, of God's tremendous salvation and love for you. Two, an awareness of the object of your ministry, the Lamb and Sheep of Jesus Christ. And three, the conviction that you have been called to the task. So welcome aboard, brothers, and may God bless and make your ministry not only a blessing to the church at large, but also a blessing to you as you serve him in Christ. Amen.